Hello?
Hello, it's Brian.
Hey, Brian, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Ruben. How about you?
I'm about to send you a big chunk of money on Piece of the Rock. Brian's actually in Mexico right now, so I sent him a text with the number to call in so we can fund you. Vicky's able to help me out with the invoice. So I just want to let you know where the Texas deal stands. I said that the guy was supposed to call me back on Friday. He didn't. I just gave him the payments that I think I can get him. And he said, I want to think about it. I said, Phil, fine, feel free to think ahead. But I'm just waiting on him.
Okay. And this is Mike?
This is Mike. Basically, here's the problem. The way I talk to you is the way that I don't necessarily talk to a customer. The guy got a screaming deal the last few deals. He's under the impression that people give money for free to new businesses. I only think he really got those deals, in my opinion, because you've got a great relationship volume-based with your lenders. Like, you know, the more volume, if you do $7 million of volume, someone's going to do some crazy stuff for you. Well, here's the problem. He's demanding, he thinks 10% is crazy. Here's what I told him, and just so we're on the same page. Mike, what I can offer you is a similar cost of money, but most importantly, not a lot of money down, just two payments. Could I do something? Could I split the difference between, could I maybe go from 10 to 8, maybe? But at the end of the day, that's where the whole value comes in a five-year term. Because one thing I told him was this, when you talk about mortgage financing for 30 years, 1% difference can make 15% more buying power. Do you get what I'm saying? So if you're getting a 30-year loan, you're goddamn right 1% is going to make a huge difference, because that's, you know, a $500,000 house versus a $575,000 house. However, in this scenario, and I just ran the numbers, a 1% difference, a difference between 6% or 7% to 10%, it's making a difference of less than $100 a month. And so, it's like $110. So the idea is, do you want to pull the trigger and get this equipment and get it done with no money down, or do you really want to sink $30,000 into this equipment? You know, you don't want the approval as it is. So, and I'm not competing against your other approval. If you don't like your other approval, let me see. If you're cool with these terms, let's just get the deal done. And I think it's a pretty fair proposition. However, that's not approved yet. That's just the scenario I ran by him before, because I don't want to get this approved and then him say, F off.
Yeah. Okay, so right now, as you said, like, you're talking first and last month, but you don't know if that's even a deal yet that you can even offer.
I have a good idea of one. There's no point. Can you chase this guy down with financials? Can you chase this guy down with this? Can you chase X, Y, and Z? The reality is he doesn't have the best credit in the world, and I'm not being rude, he doesn't. It'd be a stretch to get this approval, but it's something I think I can do that's reasonable. If he's going to take the tact of, well, if I don't get the interest rate I want, I'm not going to buy the equipment. In my opinion, whether he gets his equipment, it's $100 or $200 more or less a month, should be inconsequential. But I think it just comes. What?
I agree. Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, you have guys that it comes down to pride, but every business owner is prideful. I just got on the phone with a guy whose credit ran 100 times. He said, oh, please don't run my credit. I said, dude, your credit's been run 100 times. I don't think one extra inquiry is going to kill you. But basically, that's kind of the idea I have here, is that that's my kind of thought process. My thought process is, look, if these are terms that I think are doable, I think they're realistic, but yes, I don't want to look like a jackass, get this file approved, and then him say, no.
No, I understand. Okay, so, all right, I'll reach out to him and see what his thoughts are, and
Let me just tell you what I quoted him, so you have the reference point, but that's the whole thing. Like, the reality is his value, even with 20% down, it's not a bad deal. He doesn't understand that if he goes to another vendor, they just might tell him, like, no thanks, you just don't qualify at all. You've just got someone, you know, that's giving him, yeah, absolutely. He doesn't have, like, that's one of the issues when you give someone very, very cheap pricing. The first time, the expectations can sometimes be out of whack. So let me tell you what I quoted him. And this equipment is how much? One, I said $125, correct?
Yep.
So what I quoted him for the whole one, and at the end of the day, it's all about payment at the end of the day. I quoted him a payment between $2,575 to $2,600 for 5 years with two payments due at signing.
Okay. Okay. And you're figuring that's right around, it's like kind of a 10% mark?
If you're talking about an effective APR, then yes. But it's one of those things where I can give you the exact numbers. You just have someone who's extremely, I just don't think they understand the marketplace. They're like, I can't run a business at 10%. It's, dude, you're talking about a $100 difference. My guess is that he's not signing with the other company because of the down payment. That's just my guess based on my experience.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, I can, so yeah, if I was at the high end, I do simple rates, but these are not amortized rates. But if you put even that on a simple rate, it'd be like an effective rate, it'd be like 9.77. The reality is, this just comes down to you have a guy who has been catered to, and now you're kind of, I think, he's getting a reality check.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just pulling into the airport right now, so I got to run through security and stuff, but then I'll give him a phone call and see what's where he's at, and I'm on my way.
Is the equipment that you have readily available?
Next month.
Okay, and is this like a one-time deal pretty much? Someone's going to buy it if he does it?
Yes.
Okay, here's my 2 cents, and I'm going to let you go. Tell him to get back to me and say, hey, just tell him the truth. Hey, look, I think Ruben thinks he's got a confident chance that he can get you approved. He doesn't want him to look like a jackass. He left you a message. He doesn't want him to look like a jackass if he gets this approved and you're not okay with it. At the end of the day, you know, you can keep on talking about interest rates and we can go back to 145. And even if you get a rate of 6.5% with no money down, your payment's going to be much more expensive on 145 versus 125. So, let me know. I'm here to rock and roll.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Ruben.
I'll let you go. Bye-bye.